My name is Gabriela Flores, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-A, Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. I am recording an interview with
Kayla Ordonez, K-A-Y-L-A-O-R-D-O-N-E-Z, and I am from Houston, Texas, H-O-U-S-T-O-N-T-E-X-A-S.
The date is September 28, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at John E. Carner Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. To begin with, what do tamales mean to you?
So tamales, they remind me of my grandma. My grandma was like the cook in the family, and so she recently passed away. But so I haven't ate like home-cooked tamales. But they usually remind me of my grandma. There was this one time, me and my mom decided to make tamales. Never again. It was the hardest thing of my life. She had me there with like a palo, and we were mixing the masa in this big casserola. It was really like, it didn't fit in the house. We were outside, and then lo estaba moliendo, like I was moving it and grinding it up, and it was really hot and it was really sweaty. So tamales basically to me, it just means working with my family and just really being together. It's like, it just reminds me a lot of my grandma.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them? Can you share some of those traditions?
Yeah, so the time we usually eat or make tamales is in the fall. We usually either make them for Thanksgiving or Christmas. We haven't made some lately just because we haven't really had the time to. Any traditions, I would say, is that, well, we make tamales salvadoreños, so they're a bit different from the regular Mexican tamales. They're bigger, and it has chicken, potatoes, chickpeas, green beans inside, and a tradition for us is to usually eat it with bread, so like pan bolillo, crema, and salsa.
Is there a particular person that you associate tamales with?
Yeah, so I usually think of my family, especially like my mom, my grandma, and my aunts. Specifically more my grandma, just because she was the cook around in the house. But right now, it's usually just my aunts. One of my aunts, her name is Yesenia, and she's the one that took more, once my grandma had passed away. So she's the one who is usually doing the tamales now.
When do you eat tamales?
Either Thanksgiving, or, I mean, it really just depends. If we're craving tamales, sometimes we'll buy them from like a small business or like a local vendor in our community. We don't usually buy tamales from a store. The only time we have bought tamales from a restaurant, I would say, is it's like a very small local business, but that would be anytime we eat tamales from somewhere else that's like basically not coming from the family, would be anytime all year around. But usually when we're eating like our home cooked tamales is Thanksgiving or Christmas.
How do you eat them?
So it just really depends what tamal I'm eating. If I'm eating a tamal salvadoreño, we eat them with salsa. I've ate them, sometimes when we don't have salsa de molcajete, we eat it with Valentina, sour cream, queso fresco, chile toreado, and un pan bolillo. That's if it's a Salvadorian tamal. The Mexican tamales, we usually eat it with salsa verde or salsa roja, and sometimes a piece of bread as well. And then we also do eat strawberry tamales. Those we usually just eat it like by itself.
What are your favorite kind of tamales and why?
Okay, so this is my favorite question. My favorite type of tamales, I really like all kinds. But I really like los de queso con raja. So that's basically like a green pepper that's like roasted and cheese that's melted in, and it's really good. And I like to eat that with salsa verde. I think that would be in my top three. Another one I really like is chicken and pork.
And finally, what is the most unusual tamal fill that you've seen?
The most unusual tamal fill I've seen? I don't know why I thought it was weird, but when I was younger, I guess I was so used to seeing tamales as like just having a type of like meat inside or type of vegetable and cheese. So there was this one time my grandma made tamales with beans inside, and I was taken back because I was just like, what? I've never seen that in my life before. But I was little, like I was like in fourth grade. So at that time, that was really unusual to me. That really just stuck out to me because that was the first time ever I've like encountered a weird filling. But now I think I would say some people like pump sour cream with carrots. And I don't think I would like that. It's unusual, but I wouldn't mind trying it. But yeah.
Okay. Thank you.